Derek, commiserations. Never easy to talk after a provincial final defeat like that, but where do you start to talk about that extraordinary second half where the three goals ultimately were your undoing?
Yeah, well, we're gutted. The guys are gutted out here, very disappointed, but at the same time, we're extremely proud of them. They kept fighting, kept working to the end. The goals were sucker punches they all came at the wrong times. We're very proud of the guys. They're a great, great bunch of lads.
You were very slow out of the blocks, and it took you all your time to get back into the game, but were you happy enough that you led 8-6 at the break?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of guys that haven't played in finals before of this, you know, at this level. A lot of guys that, you know, wore the Galway jersey for the first time this year, so they're going to be nervous at the start of the game. There was a lot of nerves in it. There were a lot of balls given away that wouldn't usually do, but they worked hard. They got back into it, and to go 2 up at half time, we were probably lucky enough to be 2 ahead. Probably a draw game would have been probably a more fair reflection of the first half.
Second half then, when they got the goal right at the start of the second half, that seemed to change the whole pattern for the remainder of the game.
Yeah, we have to take our hats off to Roscommon. They came out and played. You know, they were quite defensive during some of the group games, but they really came out and played today. You know, it was held for leather there for a while. There were balls being given away, chances missed, but the quality of football from both sides, you know, the score, you know, what it finished up, 3-13-17 or something like that. You know, very high quality scoring on both sides. We needed a goal in the second half to really get back into the game, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Like, you scored 40 points in a Connacht semi-final and a final, and you've no silverware.
Yeah, it is. And look, at it just gutted for the lads. This is all about them. They all really badly wanted to go Connacht medal, you know, and just gutted for them. Brilliant lads. The work they put in over the last few months, you can see them all improving as footballers. A final's a once off. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, I suppose Roscommon took their goal chances. That was probably the key difference.
Quick word on Jack Mullen. In fairness, he kicked 5 extraordinary points. He tried to keep you in there as well, but you never really looked like getting that goal that you needed.
Yeah, we have to, you know, Roscommon were very well drilled. Defensively, they always had a sweeper in there. Their tackling was right on point. You'd be happy enough coming up here if someone said you'd get 17 points, we'd have taken it.
Yeah.
You know, Fionn McDonagh there, you know, kicked some lovely scores as well. Probably we just, when they broke, we couldn't get the tackles in, we couldn't get them slowed down. And their inside forwards causes a lot of problems.
And of course, the last 10 minutes, when you're a little bit chasing the game, it became very open. And I suppose that was understandable when the last goal went in, I guess.
Yeah, well, look, you have to push forward and go for it then. We got it back to 2 at one point and we had momentum. And we just didn't push on. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but they think they might have got a goal at that point, which kind of pushed out their lead again to 5 points or 6 points. Then you're really chasing the game at the end, you know. So I think when we got to within 2, we needed to keep the momentum. It just didn't happen for us.
Look, the bottom line here is, Derek, it is a developmental phase in these young players' career. The fact that we had the round robin, here you are, you got those 4 games, you got 2 more on top of that, 6 big championship matches for all these guys. It's probably no consolation to lose a classic Connacht final, but do you think now that you've 1 year behind you that a lot of these young lads will be the better for their experience?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of guys obviously that aren't under 20 again next year, and we're just hoping that some of them can push on, you know, and make an impact at senior level. Also, the guys are going back to their clubs to, you know, to drive it on. We've seen a lot of maturing, a lot of development in a lot of players, and you could see today there's a lot of go forward ball, making the right decision, a lot of quality score taking. So we'll take a lot of positives out of it. Really enjoyed working with the lads. You know, a huge respect for them, and fondness, I suppose, towards them as well, and just really gutted that they didn't get their medal today.